The White House says President Obama will sign a $1.1 trillion spending bill to keep the government funded through next September. Many liberal Democrats oppose the bill, and White House spokesman Josh Earnest said President Obama has reservations as well, but feels it will provide certainty to our economy. The House is expected to take a final vote on the bill this afternoon to avoid a government shutdown. It's expected to pass in the Senate, but there's strong opposition from, as we said, liberal Democrats and Tea Party Republicans. Earlier today, Republican House Speaker John Boehner said he expects the bill to pass with bipartisan support, and if it doesn't, we'll be here until Christmas. SV Date, an editor on NPR's Washington desk, is following this today. And SV, Sharish, we understand there was a bit of a congressional Christmas miracle, I think they're calling it, on the House floor during an earlier vote. What happened?
Well, that's right. You remember Speaker Boehner's threat that we'd be here until Christmas. Well, it looked that way. It looked like it was actually going to happen. The vote was stalled 213 to 213, which meant it would have failed. The bill would have died right there until Representative Kerry Bentivoglio of Michigan changed his vote. He's a Republican. He lost in its primary. He's also a reindeer farmer from Michigan and likes to dress as Santa. So, you know, call it cinematic, call it silly, but either way.
Well, he went and cast that vote, which meant that a later vote today will happen on this bill. And so do you think that's going to pass?
Well, I think earlier today I would have said almost certainly yes. I'm a little less sure now, given that test vote barely passing. But now the White House has actually weighed in on this. And so I think Dems who are thinking they need to send a message about where they stood on things, they may be a little less likely to vote no if they think that we actually might have a government shutdown as a consequence.
And it would be blamed on them as opposed to the last one, which was blamed on largely Republicans. Well, let's talk about Democratic concerns. The push is being led by the senator, Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts, who's urging Democrats to vote against this bill because of proposed changes to campaign finance laws and a loosening of requirements for banks, these requirements that were brought under the Dodd-Frank bill. So remind us what each of those means.
Right. It's the Dodd-Frank changes, actually, that are probably driving most of the opposition. Those involve allowing banks to get a little bit more risky in some of their derivatives that they can do while still being insured under the FDIC program. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of these, this law was brought in, of course, after the financial crisis to prevent the kind of disasters that we had then. The other thing that's happening is the campaign finance contribution limits to parties. It used to be, well, it is today, that you can give just about $100,000 per year to your political party through its various committees. This law will change that to, this bill, I should say, would change that to almost $800,000. And there's quite a few Dems who are opposed to that.
And yet there are others, we should say, who are urging their fellow Democrats to pass this bill because if it's delayed, pushed down the road, there will be a Republican-controlled Congress and they won't get anything in the next bill. But why are Tea Party Republicans opposed to this spending bill? We know they wanted a measure to block President Obama's recent executive action on immigration. This is a spending bill, so they could have cut the funding for that. But weren't they offered something of a compromise on that?
They sure were. They're actually this funding bill goes through the end of the fiscal year, through next September, for all of government except the Department of Homeland Security, which will only go through February 27th. And the reason is they've promised the very conservative wing, the Tea Party Republicans, that we'll come back and then we'll really get tough with the president on DHS, because that's the department that deals with immigration. And then we'll get our fair shake in terms of the deportation actions that the president took earlier.
Yeah. But some of the Republican concerns do overlap with Democrats' concerns.
Right. Some of the Tea Party groups are also opposed to the campaign finance changes because, you know, the Tea Party folks are almost as in conflict with the establishment Republicans as much as they are with Democrats. And they see that any improved status that the party has by way of increased contributions is only going to hurt them.
Yeah. Well, can we talk just briefly, we only have a minute or so, about some of the other things that are in this bill? Everything, it seems, got wedged in, from preventing D.C. from legalizing marijuana to, oh, look here, no more taxpayer money for expensive portraits for committee chairs and other government officials. So just touch on some of the other things in here.
Right. Well, this is what happens when there's only one train leaving the station. Everyone wants to get on board. Mm. And what we see are things like, well, there are some legitimate things that the president wanted and had asked for, money to fight ISIS and Ebola. But there are things like, for example, the Michelle Obama's push for healthier school lunches. That's getting watered down under this. Also, as you mentioned, the marijuana rules in D.C. won't get any funding. And also some trucking regulations that were about to go into effect. Those will be rolled back as well.
Well, and the sage grouse may not be on the endangered species list if Republicans keep that measure in. They say it will be bad for business. NPR Washington Desk editor S.V. Date taking a look at the spending bill. There's going to be a vote this afternoon, and we will see what happens then. S.V., thanks so much.
You're very welcome.